Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week's topic will be consciousness. And, Lori, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Yay, I called in a second late. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
On this show, we'll be using the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. So Lori wanted me to start this episode with, so the definition of consciousness from Access Consciousness is consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. And judgment is defined as separation. So it separates nothing from itself. So consciousness is everything. Consciousness is shit. Consciousness is love. Consciousness is God. Consciousness is you. Consciousness is the trees. Consciousness is snow. Consciousness is everything. And I brought up consciousness is love. And we've got this, Jesus said that love is all there is, and so did the Beatles. And so the first process I wanted is, everywhere you have misappropriated and misapplied consciousness as love, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. This is a
concept.
Do that
one again, Danielle. Do that one again about love. Because, and then
everywhere,
even unconditional love, too.
Everywhere you have misappropriated and misapplied consciousness as love, or unconditional love, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Oh, that's bringing up something. Everything, everywhere you have bought, been told and sold and bought that there's only the right way, the one way, the way of love, would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pot, all nine, tricks, boys, and beyond. So consciousness includes everything and judges nothing.
Something we spoke about was the concept of God being put outside of ourselves, that God is something separate from ourselves. And if consciousness includes everything, consciousness includes God and the concept of God and beings that are gods. But all of the, like, when we think of Krishna or Kali or the Christian God or even Jesus, we think of, if we want to make Jesus a God, I don't want to go into that. We'll just leave it at that. But we create these entities as something separate from ourselves, when in actuality, if you subscribe to the theory that you are the creator of everything in your life, which I subscribe to that, you create yourself as separate from God. But in actuality, if you are the creator of everything in your life, you are a god or goddess. And so everywhere you've created yourself as something separate from the creator or the creative and God, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
And, you know, the other thing with the making the gods, all the entities of gods, and when we pray to them, people pray or ask them, you're making them superior to you. You're making them greater than you and diminishing yourself, because that's why you'd have to pray to something, is if you had the beliefs or had been trained to believe that you didn't have the capacities yourself. It's a diminishment.
Yeah.
And it's that being sinful. So you have to, so all the diminishments, go ahead.
Everything you have to brought up, destroy it and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I created this process. So what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the goddess creatress I truly be for all eternity? And
Yay.
Everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyonds. And then the male version of that, what energy, space, and consciousness to my body and I be to be the God and creator I truly be for all eternity. Oh, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyonds. That is a wondrous energy.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you go to the basis of access's basis, and a lot of, I have heard this, when you look that we're infinite and eternal, and that you can look to see if you have any beginning or ending. And so if we are those eternal beings choosing to have this life experience, and we've created it, even the gentleman with the four agreements. This isn't like a new topic. What's interesting to me is that it has always had this, not a 50-50. You can play any way you want, but nothing has authority outside of you. But we tend to give, there's a tendency in this experience to make it, for myself anyway, to make everything greater than me. And I just got that whole, I had a nice, huge awareness of that last night. It's like, oh, that's the diminishment of myself. So if nothing is greater than you, and if you want to play with something, and consciousness is ever expanding, okay, I'm getting a couple things mixed up. So everything where I have ever diminished myself and made myself smaller than anyone else, I just try and create all that, good, bad, right, wrong, crock pot, online, twitch, boys and down. Everywhere where I bought in that other people had more authority, I've given my authority and was entrained to give my authority to everything under the sun and bought that everything was separate than me. I'm willing to destroy and create all that. Time to God's own, good, bad, right, wrong, crock pot, online, twitch, boys and beyond. And I offer that you can do the same. And so then if consciousness, if there's no God, it's consciousness ever expanding, knowing itself, how does that change your perspective? What does that feel like for you, Danielle? If it's ever expansion consciousness and everything has consciousness and we are part of it, we are part of life, does that lighten your world up, Danielle?
Yes, because this is bringing up a lot for me, but if we are everything, we can have and be anything. And this brings me to the topic of choice, really, is what do we choose to be and have as our reality? Because I get lost sometimes, like if I can have and be anything or everything, like let's just do it all. But we are infinite, but we do have to make choices to create certain things. Does that make sense to you, Lori? What's that bringing up for you?
And so what I get is, and with consciousness, with being the director, if you will, of your own experience, then a major tool or key to this is choice. And I've heard that before. So everywhere you have created a no-choice universe, would you destroy it and create all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all my interests, boys and men. So choice. Choice is the director of our experience here. And what does that mean?
Everywhere you've avoided making choices, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And then that also brings up...
Go ahead. No, go.
Definition... By definition itself is limitation. So everywhere you have defined, tried to make choice a definition of who and what you be, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond?
Yeah, everywhere. So like when we define ourselves, like, even a good definition, I was a straight A student. So then you have to keep And then if you that definition and defining or labeling yourself, identifying yourself, I was a straight A student. So now you have to, it gets a little twisted. What if in this moment you weren't, you know, you're twisted into always being a straight A student instead of, there's a tool in Access to be in a question and to always, that's a conclusion. Oh, I'm an A student, so now you have, there's all this stress and you gotta keep striving. So what if, like, oh, that was great, I got an A. Does that work for me? And what will work for me now? What energy can I be? And it's the energy, the space, and the consciousness. What consciousness? And so I'm inviting you to being in the question of what works for you instead of the definition and solidifying and like, oh, okay, did that, been there, have a T-shirt, and then you're done. That solidifies it. So what if you being the question is like, oh, that was sort of an interesting experience. That T-shirt, what is beyond that T-shirt? I'd rather have something greater than that. And I choose that. And what's it take to have that?
So all of the definitions you have created as the solidification of you, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, short, void, and beyond?
What if consciousness is the, instead of defining it and saying, oh, that's perfect, oh, it's done, is what if consciousness is the ever-expansion experience of choice and that we've contracted into limitations? But, okay, we contracted, instead of it being a breath in and out, and where we've contracted ourselves is where we've limited ourselves. And so we now have the available energy, information to be the infinite, expansive, energetic beings that we truly be.
Yeah.
How much fun would that be? How much more fun, how much easier would life be if it truly is choice?
Be amazing.
Yeah. Okay, what else
did you have? We had talking about knowing, being, and receiving versus mm-hmm. doing, and I didn't take any more notes than that.
Other than it was knowing, perceiving, doing, being, or what do we perceive, know, do, and be, instead of it being the lower harmonics or emotions, feeling. So there's a higher,
okay.
It is in a higher level of awareness.
Yeah.
It helps show up as a, instead of reaction, choice. Because when we get into reaction, there's a tool to use is to expand out, take a breath, and when you get into that mind clutter looping, then you know you've gotten into feelings, emotions, and it's a trap. So that's where I would suggest, I just did that yesterday, that's why. I got into an experience and I got into my mind loop. So I had to be tenacious and just say, no, I'm done with that. And then by expanding, getting bigger, big as my house, big as the city, big as the state, big as the country, it gave me the space and the place to ask a question. I'm like, oh, okay, is any of this true? What could I do or experience? A question of, well, instead of being in this mind whirling, what else could I do? How can I change this? So I started pulling energy, and I started letting, destroying and creating all my points of view and conclusions, and everyone else's points of views and conclusions. And I let whatever was coming up come up, and then I could look at it and go, wow, that's an interesting point of view, that I have that interesting point of view. And so that was a tool for me to not contract and get into the trauma drama of the experience. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how can you use consciousness and the tools of Access Consciousness in your life? you know, this big theory, yay, but what if, what's going to create something greater in your life? And I was listening to someone last night, and they were talking about the diminishment of yourself. And I really, that is like, oh, of course, you buy into things and it diminishes you. So that's what I did to create something greater. And how was your day? Danielle's been a little sick. What have you? What insights have you gained? What consciousness have you gained from being sick? What awarenesses has that brought up for you? Because this is the flu season.
This morning we, this is actually the first time I've had a cold in 8 years.
Wow.
A long time. And I really... I'm in a new work environment where I'm actually trying to fit in, and I took this sickness from somebody at work. I mean, he's still sick too, but yeah, I don't know why I would try to please somebody this hard, but I did. And it's definitely a different choice for me to make. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with this.
That brings up
everywhere go ahead.
No, finish it. Finish up.
Everywhere we have tried to please and fit in to this reality by taking on the lower harmonics and constructs of this reality, will we destroy and uncreate all of that and return all that bullshit to sender, 10,000 full consciousness, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
I love that you brought that up, because I think this is a subject that most people don't talk about, that what if being sick is a choice as well? What if everything is a choice that you've created? And so, and what if we have such abilities and capacities as a loving beings in our bodies that we could, what if we have the ability to pull sicknesses out of other bodies as a way to try to heal and help them?
I worked at a hospital the year before, 2014, and I had to quit, actually, because my body couldn't stop pulling pain out of people's bodies, and it was just too much for me to take.
So that is, go ahead, everything that is.
Destroy and uncreate, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what capacities... how much of that is a capacity and a gift as well? And everywhere you're unwilling to be nor perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes. Well,
right,
that's
wrong,
a huge gift. And
how, online, short, short, short.
Well, that is
Go
such
ahead.
A, that's enormous information for how many people working with sick people, or even for kids that we have always been in training that it's a duplication of sickness, but what if it's not, you know, genetics? What if it's not genetics at all? It's what if it's the children trying to heal their parents and taking on their sickness? What if it's taking stuff out of people's bodies and then it sticks in your body and it sticks in theirs? But that's not information you're given. So if that would be something you can play at and look at in your own life, like, what? You mean I can, my body's actually, it's not your being, not your energetic being, but your dear physical body has the ability to, and the caring to actually suck illness out of other people. That is well worth spreading the word about.
Yeah.
So I really thank you for bringing that up. That's a huge topic.
Yes, maybe even a little beyond the scope of this week's show. But no judgment, because that's separation, and we are everything.
Well, I like the angle of where it went. So consciousness, what getting back then to consciousness, what have you always been told about consciousness? Has there been a right way and a wrong way to do consciousness in your experience?
Oh, yes. Most of my practices have told me that my meditation practice, my first group of teachers told me that I could practice my meditation and my meditation alone, that that's all there was. There was nothing beyond the scope of that practice, which was a separation from all other practices. And to me, that felt like religion, essentially, where, like, you know, if you're a Christian, you can't be a Muslim and a Christian at the same time. That's a separation. That's dogma. That's a bastardization of all that is. And that felt heavy to me, even back then, which I didn't know meant that it was an untruth. So all of the untruths you have bought into because some religion teacher of yours or even your parents taught you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that and return it to sender? Right?
Yes.
Now, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you've excluded anything from your life, will you include it now and stop judging it?
True.
And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive all of you, destroy and uncreate right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Whew. Yes. Yeah.
And
all those covert, secret agendas about religion and all the hidden, you know, it's a private cult of religion and all the ones that you started, would you destroy and uncreate, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, that wrong, pop, part of the church, boys, and beyond. I've been in the secret societies and stuff. In a way, they've made it to protect themselves, and I understand that, but also, what if now is a time of expansion and that it's okay? Everything that it's far more is available now?
Yeah.
And that people who want to receive it will receive it, and if they don't, they won't.
Yeah.
I kind of get that.
Silver Man, like sleeping little robot.
Yeah, I kind of get that in that soul statement of throwing pearls to swine. Like, oh, okay.
Huh.
I get more like, okay.
Yeah, I
they'll receive it when they, yeah, they'll receive it. People, the information, or whatever it meant, all are called that many, only a few answer. Everything that brings up for you, will you destroy them, credit all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all nine, church, boys, and beyond.
And what that's bringing up for me is that, you know, not everybody is going to choose more. I mean, there are people who feel very safe in their, you know, where they're at. And some people will choose greater, and some people will choose to stay exactly where they are.
Yeah, and if there's no judgment in that, that's just the way it is. And by choosing more, there has to be, like, there's the willingness to be uncomfortable. And that's not foreign, I've heard that many places, that are you willing to be uncomfortable?
Are you?
Am I? you know, my life has been that experience. I've been willing to be uncomfortable. So, yes.
That's good. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more to say on this topic? We have a little more than 5 minutes left.
I was about to... Oh, here's one thing I can say. And that we have classes coming up here. And Maxwell is coming to Denver and Ann Maxwell in April 28th, 29th through May 2nd. to do a foundation, and it'll be hot off the press of the new foundation this year. And Anne has enormous background in child development, and she's helping with the school possibilities for access. So I want to start plugging that, because this would be, and I get to co-host it, and so you would get to work with Anne Maxwell and get on the cutting edge of the latest foundation class, the rewrite of that, which happens only once a year, and get all this, ask the question, what would it contribute to your life? What would your life be like in 5 years if you came to this class in Denver? And then Danielle is going to also be hosting a foundation class in June with Julia Sotis.
The magical Julia Sotis. That's in Brighton, Michigan. I'm located in Traverse City, Michigan, but there's a larger access community downstate than there is up here. So that I felt would contribute more to both Julia and the class. And travel arrangements can be made if you want to come from the Traverse City area. Contact me through my website.
Brighton
is near Ann Arbor. It's down around the Detroit area-ish, sort of. It's about 30 minutes from Ann Arbor. It's a nice central location for those who live in Detroit or even Lansing or Ann Arbor or, you know, anywhere down in the bottom of the thumb area. You can contact Lori for more information at www.living-in-magic.com. And I can be found at www.danielleclaudia.com. Please like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness. Thank you for joining us today.
Yep, thank you.
We will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.